Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Snapchat messages lead to arrest of man allegedly attempting to arrange meeting with 13-year-old. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police arrested a 28-year-old man Sunday after he allegedly tried to arrange a meeting with a 13-year-old girl through Snapchat. Police say the girl's mother, a 33-year-old Gillette woman, contacted authorities after discovering messages between her daughter and the man. According to police Captain Kelly Alger, the messages were sexual in nature, and the suspect shared his location while planning to meet the girl at the dog park on Warlow Drive. Officers located the suspect near the park and conducted a traffic stop. Investigators say the man allowed them to search his phone, where they confirmed his Snapchat account matched the one used in the conversation with the girl. The man was arrested on a charge of felony sexual exploitation of a minor and booked into the Campbell County Detention Center. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Wyoming lawmakers advance data privacy bill for government entities. A Wyoming legislative committee has advanced a bill aimed at strengthening data privacy protections for residents. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, the Select Committee on Blockchain, Financial Technology, and Digital Innovation voted unanimously to move forward with the draft, which prohibits government entities from selling, trading, or transferring personal data without a person's consent. It also requires agencies to adopt policies for how data is collected, secured, and deleted with a 3-year default retention limit unless a longer period is justified. The proposal sparked debate over costs and scope. University of Wyoming officials estimated compliance could cost the school around $800,000 to overhaul its data systems. Others raised concerns about whether the bill could unintentionally restrict access to voter rolls or public records. Lawmakers responded with amendments clarifying the public records law would still apply. Supporters say the bill is designed to increase transparency and build trust, ensuring government employees can't release personal information without justification. If approved, the measure will be introduced as a committee-sponsored bill in the 2026 budget session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.